And here's a crucial tidbit. Some states have streamlined shortcuts. For smaller fleets, I mean estates, especially if they're valued below specific amounts like $75,000 in places like Texas. Those lucky boats may get to bypass the complex probate systems altogether. So in some cases, size really can save the day. Now let's put even more meat on this bone. Avoiding probate isn't just for the wealthy or those with complicated estates. Even robust smarts in the middle class are using these secrets to pass down their life's hard work directly and discreetly. Creating a living trust or keeping up-to-date beneficiaries on life insurance and retirement accounts can be crucial. Steps in the strategic bypass of probate, ensuring you dictate who gets what and when. Before we wrap this up, let me underscore that your situation is unique. Just like snowflakes and fingerprints, no two estates are the same. That's why it's key to chat with an attorney who's clued up on your state's probate laws and can navigate you through the best route tailored to your estate. All right, folks, you've just been schooled on how to sidestep probate like a ninja. If you're all about keeping things simple, keeping nosy Nellies out of your finances, and fast-tracking your legacy to your peeps, living trusts and other probate avoidance maneuvers are your golden tickets. Let's zoom out and seal the deal. You've learned the what, the why, and the how of dodging probate. Everything from the sobering problems and costs to the lustrous spectrum of alternatives. So take the helm, talk to the pros, and get that savvy plan in place. And before you click away, do the thing, hit that like button, subscribe for more Estate Commando tips, and share this video with anyone who prefers their legacy streamlined and private. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you on the next wave. Now go out there and navigate your estate out of probate. And bye for now.